What is this?
Oh. You don't... Oh, man. This is... You said earlier anything from the 60s and 70s you could beat me on.
I know, but... Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Heard the news.
Led Zeppelin. That's my Jimmy Page impersonation. No, no. That, Jimmy Page was a drummer. Who was Robert Plant?
I have
That's
no
my
idea.
Robert Plant impersonation.
No idea. That. I was never, ever, ever into
a
heavy
Zeppelin
metal.
Fan?
Ever, ever. Never, ever, ever, ever.
I think
ever,
you are ever. One of a few people that would consider this heavy metal.
Oh, man. Holy moly, moly, moly.
You could turn on KSL, the classic rock station, and hear that.
Good morning, Arizona homeowners. You may not know it by that
to move on.
Entry music, but you're listening to Rosie on the House. What happened to Chicago and CCR and, you know, a little Zydeco, huh? We're talking about things that can go wrong in your home, depending on the age of your home. We're talking asbestos. We're talking polybutyl plumbing. We're piping. We're talking about radon. We're talking about lack of insulation. We're talking about in a certain era, we were insulating masonry homes with a product called Zonalite that just happened to be asbestos enriched. And you know what? This happens all the time in older masonry homes. I'm talking about homes that were built all over Arizona, and the way we were insulating masonry homes back in the 60s is we'd lay the walls up. Sometimes we would and sometimes we wouldn't grout the outside corners and the jam leg of each door and window, but every empty masonry cell of an exterior wall would get filled with this granular insulation that was very thermally dynamic. As it heated up, it would swell. As it got cold, it would shrink. 70% of this product came out of one mine in Libby, Montana. And it wasn't until 15 years later we realized that that mine was heavily asbestos laden. So we insulated homes all over Arizona inadvertently with asbestos-laden vermiculite masonry insulation. And you'll know if you're in one of those homes, because if you've ever drilled a hole in the masonry wall and had granular-type insulation just start flowing out and pouring out, you're in one of those homes. And I would tell you that asbestos locked inside that masonry wall can't do one thing to hurt you. And you don't need to worry about it until you drill a hole in the wall to mount something to it, and it all starts pouring out. You need to be very careful at that point about how you pick it up, how you handle it, how you dispose of it, and how you seal the wall back up. What people don't realize about asbestos, because we used it in the white tape that seals our ductwork back in the 50s and 60s. We used it in a lot of flooring products because of its increased durability that it added for traffic pattern through the asbestos tile floors. We used it in a lot of insulation. We used it in that popcorn ceiling that we sprayed on every home's ceiling through the 60s and 70s. The thing about asbestos that you need to know about is just being there in the house, it cannot hurt you. It's at the point that you create what we call a friable asbestos fiber. Friable, F-R-I-A-B-L-E. That's ripping an asbestos element out of the material and creating an airborne carcinogen. Okay, so you have to be very careful with it once you start dusting it, sweeping it, vacuuming, sawing it, scraping it, or drilling holes through it. You do not need to remediate it. You do not need to remove it to be in a safe condition. You can seal it. You can cover it, encapsulate, or enclose it. There are safe ways to do that. But asbestos is a product that we used in the building trades all the way up and through about 1980, 1981. Chances are, if your home was built prior to that, you have asbestos somewhere in your house, okay? And you see this poor guy on TV, I think he says, my name is Wayne something. I can't remember his last name. And I've got asbestosis, you know. And he's been advertising for that law firm that's handling the class action lawsuit against the industry. I think the guy, the voice, the guy on the commercial has now actually passed away, but they're still using that commercial. Asbestosis is generally, it's very debilitating at the very least, and can be fatal. Now, I'm not trying to scare anybody. There are tests that show if you don't smoke cigarettes or tobacco products and you're exposed to asbestos, your chances of getting asbestosis are about 1/1,000th less than if you smoke tobacco products and then are exposed to asbestos friable elements. Your probability of getting cancer is thousands of percents greater.
It's a very strong product. It's a very, but it's very fine, and it's kind of like a pin. Yeah. It's long, and I've heard if in an 8-foot ceiling, completely sealed room with no air movement, if you dropped it, it would take 2 weeks to hit the floor. So it takes a long time to settle.
Very lightweight.
But if you're smoking in and out, and you're opening pores in your lungs, and you're sucking these little sharp needles in there into your lungs, you know, it just...
Well, it's not good for you in any case, but it isn't cause for you to be fearful of your home. There is our ways.
You don't say.
Yeah, there is our ways. Yes, there are. To live with it. It's interesting how the regulations have changed over the last 15 years. In the 90s, before we did a remodeling project, we had to have the home tested for asbestos if we suspected it may be in the house. Then you had to hire an asbestos abatement licensed, federally certified contractor to come take it out. I can't even estimate the tens of thousands of dollars that our home remodeling clients spent to asbestos eradicate their homes. And then about, I want to say it was about 15, 16 years ago, they greatly reduced those restrictions. And now, Jennifer, you were doing a little research on it. They say you can now actually just eradicate it yourself, right?
Well, you can. It says there's no restrictions for a homeowner. However, if you hire someone to do it for you, they have to be asbestos rated, licensed, or they can get a fine. So either that leaves you with a choice of either doing it yourself and doing the research. You know, you have to wet it and protect your,
absolutely.
You know, put the mask on and all that. It's a big deal how you do it. But if you're going to hire somebody, in order for them not to be fined, they have to be rated to remove it.
And generally speaking, if the asbestos is found in the home, we would recommend you not taking care of it yourself. Let a professional get in there.
And it's such the popcorn ceilings are such a mess. The guys that do it and do it right, it's slick. It's not a mess. They get it done. They wrap it all up and it's gone and you don't even know what happened.
That is a messy job. So that's asbestos. We're going to cover other things that we used in homes through the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and things we found in homes. In the 90s, we found a thing called radon that us builders aren't guilty of. We didn't put it there. But we found radon. We're going to talk about polybutyl plumbing, which the contractors do own some responsibility for. That's why at Rosie on the House, we don't endorse or talk about or sponsor any product that isn't aged.
And your 25-plus years of broadcasting, you know, that's 1,300 broadcasts. So at our, let's say at our 2,500th broadcast, you know, what are we going to be saying? And the 2010s, we found we were putting in our house, is now the biggest emergency. any guesses?
Building science has progressed so far. I don't know what we could possibly be doing now. But, you know, for a long time, we were making homes as tight as we could make them. Well, we've discovered that isn't the best for the physical health of the people in the house, that a house needs to breathe. We've got callers loaded up, Romy. Let's open the lines up. The number's 1-888-767-4348. We're talking about the age of your home and what you may or may not have in your home that we feel you do need to know about. But it's we'll take any question, like
Sheldon and Surprise. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, my friend.
I'm looking to have my exterior of my home painted, and a friend of mine that has a number of rentals and paints his own homes is suggesting that I use a semi-gloss exterior paint, saying that it will last longer than a flat finish. Is there any truth to that? What are the pros and cons?
Okay. I would guess that he's probably right. But building and remodeling and painting new, old, and middle-aged homes for 45 years, I never put semi-gloss outside. It might be lower maintenance, but I'm not sure that. I mean, and you can go to an eggshell finish, I guess, and diminish it. I'm going to encourage you to call one of the three Rosie Certified Painters in Maricopa County, Donnie Breeze at D&H Painting, Dave and Aaron Rimming at Dave's Adobe Painting, or any of the folks at the Arizona Paint Company, and ask them how many times they've put semi-gloss on an outside surface, and then draw your own conclusions from there. We appreciate the call. Thanks a million. Calling from Surprise, where will we take our next call from? Any place that gets in. 1-888-767-4348.
Or wherever you're at.